I am the righteousness of God, but no, not in fact, only in theory, only in the cunning craftiness of man's doctrines, only in the deceit of those who handle the word of God who ought not. Only by those means am I righteous. I am only righteous because of alakazam. Poof, balaboof. It happened, but it didn't. Yay and nay. Righteousness is imputed, but not only imputed. It also must be imparted. And the impartation is not... It can be all at once, but it's never, but it can be a portion all at once. At least the way I've experienced it. It's been a portion all at once with the Spirit. I received a portion of righteousness. And then I have received a little at a time beyond that. And you can blame me, as far as I'm concerned, for why it hasn't progressed faster. Because of my stubbornness and my difficulty in putting the old man to sleep. Putting the old man to death. Because I'm reluctant. Though I want it deep inside, it's... You know, the world we live in, this doctrine isn't even really taught right. So I wasted most of my life not even trying. I've only really been trying for 5 years. But even before that, I knew I wanted to put iniquity away. Because God put it into my heart. Maybe He put it into your heart to put iniquities away from you. Don't faint. Keep seeking the Lord. I know, and my wife would testify, that by persistence, we've obtained many things, many good things of God. So do not lose hope. Persist, and you will be rewarded. Be reconciled to God. Become the righteousness of God in Him. That is Christ Jesus. Amen.